Hey, it's Eric Filipkowski here with my podcast. Monday, March 13th, 2006. All right, I'll stop talking like that. How's it going? Still cold, still freezing my ass off. Excuse me. Last night was pretty bad. I actually had the heat on, which is probably maybe the fifth or sixth time I have used heat in Los Angeles. Not counting in a car. Not a big fan of the heat. I'd rather be a little cold, get under the blankets, and warm myself up with farts. But last night was a little too cold. They've been doing things in the news with snow up in the passes. That's not true. That's not true. That's not false. When I was talking about snow, that's not hyperbole. That is a real thing. So here I am. I'm into my new house, getting settled. One thing I'm trying to do is not rebuy anything that I already have somewhere buried in a box in the living room. I've got about 20 boxes just sitting in the living room. Don't tell my housemate. Luckily, he's not listening to this. Luckily, nobody's probably listening to this, but that's all right. You know, starting to get settled in, get into a routine, make it feel like home. I went grocery shopping today like a big boy. Very proud of myself for that. I went to Trader Joe's, which is the greatest grocery store in the world, in case you aren't familiar. Sucks to be you, because it's pretty awesome. I'm not into all this health food bullshit, but their food is good, it's cheap, and they have crazy stuff you can't get in a regular grocery store. For example, pirate booty. Maybe you can get that in a regular grocery store now. You didn't used to be a... Alright, bad example. Anyway, it's good. It's cheap, like I said. And if that, you know, if it happens to be healthy too, well, you know, I'm not going to complain. I mean, I guess I could put some butter on everything or whatever. Let's see what else. Coming up this weekend is Bordeaux's birthday. The big 4-0. Just kidding, Bordeaux. Yeah, he's not listed anyway. He's actually, I'm not sure. In his 20s or 30s, something like that. So happy birthday to Bordeaux. Me and some of my friends, we're going out to Vegas to celebrate because he's there working, so we're going to meet up with him. Should be fun. I wish I had more dough to spend, but it'll be fun anyway. Not going to stress out. I'm flying back. I'm going to drive out there with some friends, then fly back on Southwest so that I can go to my class on Sunday. Not too keen on that, just because I've always thought of Southwest as, you know, kind of the Greyhound of the skies. And as you know, I hate poor people, so... I don't know. It'll be alright, though. I figure it's only an hour, so I can deal. But, you know, being 6'5", I can't really sit in a regular airplane seat. You know, my knees are kind of smashed up against the seat in front of me. Even before, you know, they, like, lean back or anything, so... I want everyone out there to wish me good luck in getting the emergency exit row, because that's kind of my savior right there. I wanted to know if anyone out there remembers Roy Rogers Restaurant. I don't know if it was an East Coast thing or whatever. I don't even know if they have any anymore. We had one in our town, but they got rid of it and they replaced it with a Boston Market. That must have been like 15 years ago or something. Anyways, it was the best fast food restaurant ever, because I'm going to tell you why. They had a regular menu, and they had like great hamburgers and fries and shakes. And I used to get the bacon cheeseburger, which was really good. And it didn't taste like McDonald's. It didn't taste like every other place. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like they put liver in it or something. Or chicken necks, or I don't know. But the thing was, is that they had the regular menu like that, like you get at any fast food restaurant. And they had fried chicken, which was better than, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken fried chicken. And they had roast beef, like Arby's. So it was like three restaurants in one. I mean, with that place around, I would literally have nowhere else to go because there would be no reason. And they also had the best biscuits I've ever had in my life. They were like these buttermilk biscuits. Excuse me, buttermilk biscuits, and they were great. I don't know who I need to talk to, but I'm going to start a petition or do something online because we need some of those out here desperately. And I'm serious. I'm not just joking around now. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to follow through on that. Yeah. All right, anyways, what else? I went to the doctor. That was no big deal, whatever. Yeah, that's about it. I guess I should sign off. I'm kind of losing the momentum here. So, anyway, have a good night. And remember, ChadRobuckle.com. You can look for me on iTunes now. Either search for Chad Robuckle or Eric Filipkowski. That'll find it. And subscribe, and you'll get it in your on your computer every day. Well, every day that I manage to do a podcast, which hopefully will be every day. Every weekday. And, you know, of course not like holidays and stuff like that. And sometimes Wednesday is bad for me. And sometimes other days are bad for me. But every other day besides that, it will be every day. All right. Have a good one. I'm signing off. Take care.